Theo.
Right.
911, what's the nature of your emergency?
Some creepy teenage shenanigans are going on next door.
What is the location of your emergency?
Haddonfield's. I'm at 1313 Tate Street, but the nonsense is happening next door at 1315. The Doyle family.
Who am I speaking with?
This is Gladys, and I'm calling the police on the tomfoolery going on next door at 1313. Those teenagers, and the drinking, and the sexing, and probably the potting, and...
Okay, can you tell me exactly what's happening there, Gladys?
Well, I know it's Halloween, so I expect some mischief and trick-or-treaters, soaping windows, that kind of stuff. But these teenagers, I mean, the Doyles and the Wallaces across the street are out tonight, so the teenagers are babysitting. And I know, they're just partying and sexing and drugging. Oh, those poor children.
Is the woman dead?
Well, I saw little Lindsay from across the street getting dumped next door at little Tommy Doyle's house. That Strode girl is supposed to be babysitting him. Well, I guess both kids are at the Doyle house next door, but I don't know if they're hurt or not. We heard screaming a couple minutes ago. That's why I'm calling. It's too late for these shenanigans. My Abner has to work in the morning.
Screaming? Was it the kid screaming from next door?
I don't know for sure. Maybe, yeah, I saw that Strode girl peeping around across the street a couple minutes ago, and she was chased back over here to the Doyles by a large man.
A large man? Do you know who the large man is?
Yeah, no.
Can you describe him?
He's wearing, like, coveralls and, like, a rubber mask.
Are the children in immediate danger?
Oh, now there's some older man in a trench coat sneaking around over there. Oh, I can see him right now. And I think I hear screams coming from the house. Oh, please send the police, now.
A man in a trench coat? Can you see the children? Do you know if anyone is injured?
I can't see anyone outside now, but I hear a lot of noise. Oh, is that... Wait. I heard a gun. Did you hear that? Oh, God. Oh, please, come now.
Gladys, I'm sending police now. Are you in a safe place?
Me? Yeah, I think so. Oh! God, the man! Oh, the man! Hey, you know, the big man? He just fell out of the upstairs window. He's right there!
The trench coat man?
No, the big man! Yeah, with the mask. I think he's dead.
Gladys, I'm going to need you
to... He's getting up. Oh, no. He's coming right here. He's walking right at me. Go away! Go away, you! Get out of here, you rat bastard! I'll get...
Hello? Hello? Gladys? This is 911. Hello? Can you hear me? Gladys? Hello?
What's the nature of your emergency?
Bodies. Some dead bodies all over here.
What is the location of your emergency?
Camp Crystal Lake. I come out to cut the grass and trim up the shrubs here, and oh my God, it's just mayhem. I don't know what happened here, but great day in the morning.
Who am I speaking with?
Dale of Hardwick Lawn and Landscaping. Me and my crew cut the grass up here at Camp Crystal Lake, and today it's...
Okay, can you tell me exactly what's happening there, Dale?
Well, it already happened, I'm pretty sure. There's an old lady's head here on the shore, and her body's next to it. I think it's that Voorhees lady. Looks like some girl's passed out in the dinghy, too.
Is the woman dead?
Mrs. Voorhees? Well, I mean, yeah, like her head's about 6 feet away from her body, and there's a big blade like a machete on the ground with blood on it, so pretty sure she's gone.
No, the woman in the boat, is she okay?
Oh, don't know. She ain't answering. I got one of my guys out there trying to lasso that dinghy and pull it to the shore. One of my guys said there's a dead kid in the main cabin, too. Got an arrowhead sticking out of his neck, like from behind. We passed that old crazy Ralph riding his bike on the way down here, too. You think he might have had something to do with this? If you send police, they ought to stop him for questioning.
Old Ralph? Is he there with you now?
Yeah, crazy old Ralph. We passed him this morning on his bike. Weird thing, he just pointed at me and said, like, doomed, or maybe he was down here.
Are you in immediate danger at this time?
Us? No, I don't think so. Hey, Chuck, you guys okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we're good. I just shook up.
Wait, who's that?
What's that, Chuck? Oh, hang on a minute. Chuck! Hey, who are you? Hey, there's some funny-looking bald kid here. What are you doing? Hey, kid. Hey, put that down, kid.
Dale? Is everything all right, Dale?
Stop it, kid! This little deformed bald kid's got a machete! Holy shivers! He's coming right at me! Kid, stop it! Stop it!
Hello? Dale? Help is on the way now. Dale, I need you to answer me. Dale! Hello? This is 911. Hello? What's the nature of your emergency?
There's a creature loose in our ship.
What is the location of your emergency?
Nostromo, deep space tug.
Deep space? As in outer space?
Yes, outer space. 200 light years away.
Who am I speaking with?
Boyles, third engineer. There's a thing in
this... Okay, can you tell me exactly what's happening there, Boyles?
We picked up a distress call from a planet and landed... And our crew got attacked by a thing.
Do you require Coast Guard assistance or pest control?
Yes, both. No,
can you describe this creature?
Don't know. Didn't see it clearly. Man-like with a tail. Climbed up the bulkhead with Lambert's head and disappeared.
Who's Lambert?
The navigator. Come up out of the bilges to take a leak and there's Brett hung up like a side of beef.
A what?
And then I see this trail of blood that runs over to the service ducts and go look inside, and there's Dallas, some of him. I think it was him.
Sir, how many crew aboard your ship?
Seven, plus the synthetic. I don't see him around either. Looks like everyone's dead except me and the cat.
The cat?
Ship's cat.
Where is the cat?
Here, with me, in a box.
So, seven fatalities, one survivor.
I think so, yeah. And the cat.
And a cat, yes. Are you in a safe place now?
Not really. It's here.
The creature?
Yes.
What's it doing?
It's slowly undressing, doing a striptease. What do you think it's doing? It's trying to kill me.
Do you require medical transport?
I need transport off of this ship, Oat Brains.
Sir, there's no call for offensive language. Now, do you require...
I ain't gonna require if you don't get some help out here right now!
I understand, but you'll have to control yourself if I'm going to help you.
Don't think it really matters, no.
Hello? 911 emergency. Hello? Hello? 911 emergency. Hello?
What's the nature of your emergency?
Hello? We need medical help immediately to Bates High School. In Chamberlain? To the gym. The prom. There's the...
What is the location of your emergency?
Huh? The gym at Bates High School. It's the prom and we've got chaos. The king got hit by a bucket, I think.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Charlie and guidance counselor. I'm a chaperone tonight for the Bates prom. Listen, we need help. Fire, police, EMTs. That Ross kid might be dead.
Okay, I'm dispatching emergency crews right now to Bates High School. Can you please remain calm, Charlie? Stay on the line with me and explain what's going on.
Oh, thank God. So Tommy Ross and that weirdo Carrie White girl with the Jesus Freak mom were voted prom king and queen. When they were on stage accepting their crown, somebody dumped a well like blood? A bucket of what looks like blood? On the girl, that Carrie girl. And then that bucket hit the Ross kid right in the noggin. He went down hard. I think he might be dead. I mean, at least a concussion.
And the girl, Carrie, is she in danger?
No, I think she is the danger. It looks like she's wrecking the place, but with her mind.
With her mind? Can you explain what's going on right now?
Oh, God. The fire hose is spraying everything. It's chaos in here. Think of your happy place. Think of your happy place.
Are you in immediate danger, Charlie?
Yes, I'm in immediate danger. I think Principal Morton just got electrocuted. Oh, man, we need help now.
Help is on the way, Charlie. I need you to stay on the line with me until help arrives, okay?
Oh, my God, fire!
Charlie?
I'm not even getting paid for this. I freaking hate chaperoning these stupid dances. burning now, and there's like a couple people are dead. We need medical help and a fire truck. Oh no. Oh no.
What's going on now, Charlie?
I think that crazy Carrie White somehow locked us in here. The fire. Oh no. We gotta get out. It's so hot. I feel faint.
Charlie, stay with me. Can you see this Carrie girl now?
Carrie White? Yeah, she just left. The cops need to stop her.
I'm dispatching police as well, Charlie.
Yeah, you can't miss her. Skinny girl, prom dress, covered in blood, with dirty pillows. Oh, I don't feel so good. Oh God, I feel dizzy. I gotta lie down.
Charlie, hello? This is 911. Charlie, hello. Who's there? Anyone? Charlie? Hello, this is 911. Help is on the way. Charlie! Hello?
They're all gonna laugh at you.
Hello?
You have listened to 911, four original scenes inspired from the classic horror films of Friday the 13th, Halloween, Alien, and Carrie, produced by the VoiceOver Repertory Company. Written by Ken Foster and Steve Weintz, featuring the voices of Tara Langella, Ken Foster, Daniel Azarian, Susan L. Parker, and Steve Weintz. VO Rep, snack food for your ears.
VO Rep.